you have your Bible, want to turn with us, 2 Samuel. Very familiar scripture here, chapter 15.
Yes.
2 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 30.
Whoa.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Got to keep walking this walk till we get home. Hey, it's going to be worth it. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 30. Amen. The Bible said here, and David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head.
Come on.
And they went up weeping as they went up.
Right.
Amen. Go down to maybe chapter 16, the first verse there. Bible said, and when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. Praise God. Amen. Read just a little more real quickly. Book of Genesis chapter 22. 2 verse there is another very familiar scripture.
Yes.
Book of Genesis chapter 22 and the 2 verse there. Amen. Genesis 22 and 2, the Bible said, and he said, take now thy son,
yes,
thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here, when the ass and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
Right.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Amen. Thank the Lord. Would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us right here tonight. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I thank you for your many blessings. My feebleness, my weakness, my inability is ever before me. I realize that I'm nothing without you. God, I pray you'd give us the words to say that it helped this group of people. God, I pray you'd meet with us in these altars, that every heart be encouraged and helped and strengthened of the Lord. I pray you'd move and help us in the name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen and amen. Started out reading a very familiar scripture to us about David. And we all know what's taking place here. David's in a hard place, a rough place, a difficult place. He's having to leave his kingdom that the Lord has placed him in. For we know without a doubt that God has spoke to David, and he even threw Samuel and said that he chose David to be king over Israel. And the Bible told us how that one of his sons, one of his children had rised up against David and has even went so far as that he'll kill him if he gets a chance. And the Bible tells us here how that David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and he wept as he went up, and he had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And it went on to say that they told David that Ahithophel was also among the conspirators, a close friend to David. And the Bible told us and gave us a glimpse on how upset David is, how tired he is. He's going up, the Bible said, weeping. He's going up with his head covered. And the Bible said he's going up with his feet bare. Had to leave in such haste from his house that he didn't have time to get his shoes. Didn't have time to pack a suitcase. Didn't have time to take care of any business. Just had to leave in haste. And I feel sure in my heart that if David had wanted to fight this rebellion, if David had wanted to rise up against his son, I feel sure that he could have stoned and crushed this rebellion. But he loved his boy, and instead of him keeping his throne, he just said, I'll leave. Amen. I don't want to see my boy get hurt. I don't want to see the kingdom in confusion. And he leaves in haste, and we realize it's bad enough being barefoot. It's bad enough having your head covered. It's bad enough weeping as you go up, losing everything. And the men that is with him, not knowing will we ever see our wives again, when they realize that we've left with David, will they go home to my children and cut their heads off? Will they go home to my wife and kill her? Will they burn my house? These men are upset. And if the Lord would help us, I'd love to try to preach to us just a little past the top of the hill. Just a little past the top of the hill. It looks like they've got enough on them, but to top it all off, they've got a mountain to climb. And it seems that way with us in this day and in this hour. That's just what they're singing about. We've got to keep on going. We've got to keep on oppressing. I imagine in my mind, it had to be hard for these men to look at David and say, it ain't enough that we've left all for you. We have forsaken everything to follow you and keep you as our Lord and Savior and King and leader. But now we've got to climb up this hill, and we've got to climb up it barefooted. Our feet's killing us. Our heart's breaking. Our eyes are filled with tears. Why do we need to keep climbing? Why can't we just pitch a tent here? Why can't we just stay in this place? And chapter 16 said, and when David and his men was a little past the top of a hill, this man met him. He has got summer fruit. He's got raisins. He's got wine, and he's got donkeys. And David said, what means all these things? And he said, the donkeys, it's for you and your men to ride on. The raisins and the fruit, It's for the young men to eat. And the wine, it's for anybody that might get faint in the wilderness. We just wanted you to know that if you're willing to climb in the condition you're in, if you're willing to press facing everything that you're facing, God wanted me to tell you that when you get to the top of the hill, you won't be without anything. Amen. You won't be worthless. I'd love to tell us, why, church, do you need to keep climbing? Why do you need to keep coming to God's house when you're facing problems in the family and problems at work and situations in your heart and mind? Why keep climbing when you're barefoot, when you're barren, when you've lost all? I'll tell you why. At the top of the hill, we're going to get a reward that is far beyond anything this life can ever offer. It's just a little past the top of the hill. Hey. We see Abraham and his son Isaac. God speaks to him and said, "Do you love me, Abraham? Lord, you know I love you. Then give me your son, your only son, whom thou lovest." I know you love him, Abraham. I know you do. Give him to me. And the Bible said there in Genesis that God showed him a mountain. God showed him a certain hill. And he said, "There is where I want you to offer him." And the Bible said the next morning Abraham rose up. He got his boy. He gave him some wood. "I want you to carry this, son." And they got their donkeys together, got the men together. He's got the fire and he's got a knife. He's got a boy and he's got wood. And they start on their journey. And the Bible said when they came to a certain place and Abraham saw a great way off the place that God had showed him. Don't you understand? That place didn't bring him joy. That place did not make him leap and shout and run. He realized, when I see that mountain and God speaks to his heart, that's it. He knew this is going to be the hardest thing I've ever did in my life. And he got his son. He told everybody else, "Y'all pitch your tents here. Me and the boy's going to climb up this high mountain. Hear me just a little while." And the boy looks at him and says, "I'm carrying the wood, Daddy. You've got the fire and the knife. Where is the sacrifice?" I really don't think Abraham knew what to say. Don't you understand? That was one of the hardest trips he's ever made. There are questions that Abraham cannot answer when his boy looks at him. "Where's the lamb?" "I don't know, son. God will provide. We've just got to walk. We've just got to go up this place." I guarantee you turning back was in his thoughts. I guarantee you looking at that mountain in his mind, "I don't have to climb this. I don't have to go up this. Why should I? It's only going to be pain and trouble." He don't realize it. But at the top of that hill, God's got something waiting. There's a ram up there. There's a sacrifice up there. I love to tell us, we look at this mountain a great way off and we realize, "I don't know if I can make it. Why climb? I'm already fighting. I'm already battling. There's questions that I cannot answer. Why climb?" I'll tell you why. There's something on top of that place that you cannot do without. There's something up there that we cannot afford to miss. And they went up weeping. And they went up barefoot. And they went up with their head covered. And they went up without their family. And they went up not knowing if they'd ever see their family. And they went up broke. And they went up without a throne. And they went up without a nation. And they went up without hope. And they went up battling in their minds. And they went up hurting in their hearts. And they went up going through things in their lives. Hear me just a little while. You remember in the Hebrew, some call it the chapter of faith. Some call it the hall, even of faith. But the Bible gave us a picture of some saints, and it didn't look real good. The Bible said they were sown asunder. They were destitute. They were afflicted. They were tormented. Their clothing was sheepskin and goatskin. They lived in caves and dens of the earth. Hear me just a little while. But the Bible told us in the very next chapter, the first verse, it said, "Wherefore seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, why go up when you're weeping? Because we don't understand what's on top of that hill. But the Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him. But it is revealed to them by the Spirit." Time, Abraham, get your boy and go. Why? Because there's a prize waiting. There's a gift waiting. Zaba's a pair. He's got donkeys to ride on. He's got raisins to eat. He's got blessings to hand out. I'd love to tell us, you may be weary, but don't you stop. You may be faint, but don't give up. Climb. I said, climb, church. It's going to be worth it at the top. I can read about Moses sometimes. He got low just like we do. When he said, "Lord, have I begotten all of these people that you lay their burdens upon me? They're not all my children. I can't handle it. I just can't hold it. I just can't handle this." And the Lord would call to him from a mountaintop somewhere, "Come here, son. Lord, if you knew how discouraged I was, you'd come down in the valley, wouldn't you? You wouldn't ask me to climb. There's a reason in the climbing. Hear me just a little while. There's a reason in the climbing. You're going to get in a place where He's at, and you're going to get away from all of that that's been bringing you down." And he would start climbing. He would go up there down with his head dragging the ground and his shoulders a drooping. He would go up there that way. And every time I read of him, Brother Kazee, coming down, he's always got something in his hand. It may be a glowing face, or it may be some commandments that he's a holding. But he never came down from God's presence empty-handed. You hear what I'm saying? He never left God's presence. Even empty pocketed. He may have went there empty. He may have went there dry. He may have went there with wet eyes. But he never came back the same way. And he climbed. And David's a climbing. He may be barefoot going up, but somewhere he found some shoes. Hear me just a little while. When he came back to the throne, he didn't come back barefooted. He didn't come back with his head covered. He came back a dancing. He came back a crying. The Lord has helped me. I'd love to tell you, if you'll press, you'll find out when you meet with God, you won't leave His presence empty-handed. But Abraham, if you don't climb, you'll never see that rain. Who wants to see an animal? I guarantee that's one of the best sights that man had ever seen. When he heard something was shaking, and he looked over there, and a ram. I've never seen a real ram. I got a feeling, brother, they're not real weak. But he got in something he couldn't get out of. I believe something's in them briars a holding that old boy's head. I'll show you what you get, Abraham, when you climb a mountain for me. I'll show you what you get, Abraham, when you go up a mountain weeping for me. I'll show you what you get. I believe that old boy was trying the best that he could to get away from that thicket, to get away from being called. I believe that old ram, that old beast, was given, because every animal has a will to live. They don't want to die. They've all been given a sense when they know danger's around. And when that thing turned and saw a man holding a knife, I'm getting, he got to moving fast. He got to kicking. But a God never lets it.
time. Amen. That he don't bless them fired. Amen. Can you see David and his men? Why? We ain't got nothing, but when they get to the top, they understand why. It's a man up there, and he's got a whole line of donkeys. How'd he get up there? Hear me just a little bit. He beat them to the top, or he was already on the top. Just waiting. Come on, David. I've got something up here for you. Just climb, boy. Climb. Can you see the Lord bending over that banister of heaven? He's saying, climb. Climb. Come on up. Don't give up. Where church? Where saints? Hey, keep living right. It's going to be worth it.
Where'd that man come from? How'd he get up there? How'd he know they were fixing to come? Oh, the Holy Ghost. He's only on top of that mountain for one reason. And it wasn't because he is a hiker and loved to hike. It wasn't because he's a mountain climber and loved to climb mountains. He knew David's coming. When he gets here, he's going to be barefoot. When he gets here, the men that's with him are going to be hungry. When he gets here, they're going to be tired. I got to have them something to ride. I got to have them something to eat. I got to have them something to drink. And I got to have some words to lift them boys up. Who told you to go? He's on orders. Who told the ram to get stuck? He's on orders. Hear me just a little while. If God can speak to some animals and tell them to get into a boat, they wasn't rounded up with a lasso. They wasn't rounded up with a rope. The Bible said, and they came unto him into the ark. I don't believe a lion ever growled at Noah. I don't believe anything ever tried to hurt him. They were spoken to and they obeyed. And that's what Zaba is doing. Can you see him at night asleep in his bed? He can't sleep. God's a deal with his heart. He gets up. Where are you going, husband? God's dealing with me. He wants me to take our donkeys and get 100 bunches of raisins and get a bunch of summer fruit and get a bottle of wine and climb up a mountain. Why? He said there's a pilgrim that's going to need help. Hear me, church. I guarantee you'll never climb a mountain for God that he won't bless you for it. You'll never fight a battle and God won't reward you for it. Why not keep living right? Why not keep going to the altar? Why not keep going faithful? Because God's going to bless and reward us for it.
I got to hurry.
John the Beloved climbed a mountain one time. Hardest part of his life. He's alone. He's away from all the rest of the church. All for what he stood for. He got put on this island empty-handed. Without a thing to his name. And on the Lord's day, he got to climb. And when he comes down from that mountain, there's something in his hand. You know what that is? If you ask John, he'll say, I call it revelation. And that ain't all I saw, boys. There's some things I saw. He told me I couldn't ride in there. But I want you to know it was worth the climb. I want everybody to know from this day forward that it was worth the climb. That's what he was writing to us. He wrote in one place and told us he was crying. How do you know he was crying? For there's a voice that said, weep not, John, for behold, up on top of this mountain, let me show you something. It ain't a ram kicking trying to get loose, but it is a lamb. It is a lion, and he ain't trying to get loose. He's laying his hands down there, and they're driving nails through it. And then he rises up, and he goes to the brook that nobody can open. He unlooses every seal. He unlooses every lock. He unlooses every problem. He makes the hard to understand understandable. We've not, John. I want to show you something. You climbed, and since you climbed, I
raisins. Since you climbed, I brought you something to drink. Since you climbed, I brought you something to eat. I want to tell us, God will help us.
There'll be a little path at the top of your hill you're climbing. Won't be on the edge of it. Won't be at the bottom of it. It's to those that endure unto the end. Those that go all the way, they're the overcomers. I'm fixing to close. My wife getting us a song ready if she would. Elijah had a servant one time. Hadn't rained for a long time. Years. Then the man of God spoke to this young man. Said, go to the top of that mountain and look toward the sea. Tell me what you see. So he climbed up. He probably climbed excited the first time. He'd never seen that old boy missing. And he comes down. Scurry. You know what he said? I see nothing. Go again. Go again. I swear I haven't seen nothing. He has to go 7 times. I wish we wouldn't fall out with the Lord so quickly. I wish you and me wouldn't give up on that altar so quickly. 7 times? I just imagine in my own heart that last time he climbed that hill, he climbed it very slow. This is the last time. I ain't going no more far. Last time. There ain't going to be nothing up there anyway. Kicking rocks as he goes. I imagine there's a few tears running down his face. He gets up there. Looks up. The Bible said there was a cloud likened unto a man's hand coming up out of the sea. Hear me just a little while. Do you think he came down testifying in church? I wish I never would have climbed. I wish I never would have kept going. I wish I never would have went back again. I wish I'd have gave up the first time. No, sir. I believe he came down saying, I'd climb 1,000 times just to see that. He was the only one that saw it when it first come up out of the ocean. Hear me just a little while. I don't imagine he came right down. I believe he got a little happy up on top of that mountain. I believe he got to rejoicing just a little bit. And he came down smiling. What are you smiling about? I see a cloud likened unto a man's hand. And then the Bible said in just a little bit, the entire sky was blackened and the wind got to blowing. I'd love to tell us even why I climb that mountain, seeing that hand come up out of the problem. It's worth the climb. Meeting Zion at the top of the hill is worth the climb. I say keep going, friends. I say keep pressing, church. Don't give up. Endure hardness as a good soldier, and a little past the top of the hill will be hell. Stand with us if you would. I don't always understand why I have to climb in the shape that I have to climb in sometimes. But I can honestly say, at the top of every mountain I've had to climb, I always got help for it, without fail. While my wife sings, would you like to come? This altar's open. Just a little past the top of the hill.
More than fame, wealth, or desire. More than all this world's attire. More than anything
in this life.
I've got to make it.
What's on top is worth the effort.
Take take my possession,
live for him, church.
Great or small.
Live for him.
Friends
work for him. Obey
him.
Let him help
all.
You. Oh, let him move for
in
you.
In this life I've got
oh,
to
thank
you.
God, thank God.
More
just a little past the top of the hill.
In my life,
there was refreshment.
I've got to make it.
Just a little past the top of the
I've
hill.
Got to
there was strength.
My name
oh, let's
strong.
Work it.